The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go, hour number two of USA Prepares. Justin's engineering the broadcast. And I'm delighted to have this hour with Dr. James Hubbard, medical doctor. TheSurvivalDoctor.com. Welcome, Dr. James Hubbard.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Dr. Hubbard, I got such a chuckle out of reading the inside cover of your book, the many amazing medical things you can do to duct tape yourself together. 9/11 duct 9/11 duct tape. And on the inside cover, it says to Vincent, the greatest radio host I know.
Yeah.
So you know one.
Oh no, I know quite a few. Yeah.
Hey, I really appreciate what you do. And Dr. Hubbard, I'd like to share with our radio class that you've been to the Get Prepared Expo, you've presented seminars, you've been on the radio with us, and you've done some really neat things. Now, you are a medical doctor, a family practice doctor, and you've taken to writing and sharing with the widest possible audience things that you've learned. And in this book, it's a paperback book, and you can get it at the website, class, if you're interested. And it's thesurvivaldoctor.com. It's duct tape 911. And what I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, is can we go through the book and talk about duct tape? And we could start with why duct tape? Why we should have duct tape in our preparedness kits, in the trunks of our vehicles, right?
Yeah, sure. One of the reasons I wrote this, a couple of reasons, is one. Most people know about duct tape. Most people have it on hand, so they're familiar right. with it. Secondly, I like to find things that you can use, household products. So if you don't have the first choice, if you don't have your first choice in medical supplies, you can improvise, and duct tape is one of the best for that.
Now, I have a feeling that you met Joel Johnson. He's one of our instructors, Kodiak Survival Gear, and he trades as the real MacGyver. And what he does is he talks about, okay, what's the problem and what do you have? And think outside the box of how you can use what you have right now to solve the problem that you got, a serious problem. And as MacGyver of the television series of the 1980s would do. And that's what you're doing. You're saying, okay, duct tape. Now, most people wouldn't think of duct tape, the gray stuff, as being useful for medical purposes. And it's not duck, D-U-C-K. It's D-U-C-T. And the reason it's called duct tape is it's used to seal air leaks in air conditioning and heating system ducts. And it's reinforced. It's pretty strong. I mean, if you had to, you could probably use it for handcuffs to tape somebody's hands together, you know, to keep them from getting their hands apart. It's really strong tape. Sometimes it might be called 100-mile-an-hour tape, but that's the kind of tape we're talking about. Typically, it's gray. And chapter one, you talk about an ankle brace. Can you tell us about that, please?
Yeah, let me say first off that people think about duct tape and say, well, it's so sticky. And there's a lot of good things about that stickiness that I can talk about, but also, like the ankle brace here, you can use the other side of it. You don't have to always use the sticky side. You can use, in some ankle braces, you use one side and some the other. And the other thing is, if you're allergic to latex, don't use it. Find you some other type of tape. But yeah, for ankle braces, ideally, I would say if you're out in the middle of nowhere, or you don't have an ankle brace, or you can't get somewhere, and you're going to need to, do that. First off, I would keep the shoe on, or the boot, preferably a boot, and then just duct tape around it to give it extra support. Now, if you don't have that, you can use a figure of eight, which is the same thing you do with an elastic bandage, and just tape it around, and give it a good bit of support. You can do that, or you can just make a little kind of a splint with it. What you do there is you take, and you can do this with a lot of types of splints, but you tape several pieces together, sticky side on sticky side, and maybe 10, 20 pieces together, make it long enough so that it will fit over your one side of your ankle, go underneath the foot, and come up the other side of the ankle, and then tape around that, and you have a pretty good splint.
Dr. Hubbard, I, as you were saying these things, I was thinking about, let's say surgery. During surgery, don't medical doctors use tools that kind of resemble, knives, tweezers, pliers, saws, drills? Don't they?
Yeah. They do. I haven't seen our orthopedic surgery in quite a while, but I remember when I used to see it, you'd be surprised at some of the things you'd think. Well, this is in your garage here or something like that. Of course, they're fancier. They do a lot more. They're sterile, but they sure look pretty similar.
Yeah, and the point I'm trying to make, Dr. Hubbard, is, If you draw the analogy between that Makita drill and maybe the tool that's used in the operating room, you can draw the analogy between the sterile bandage and what the medical profession might use all the way to duct tape. And so it's not sterile at this point, but in the field, you might have to use what you've got, and let's think outside the box and make these the best use of what we have. So, yep, you can make an ankle brace, and then if you continue on, what about a knee brace? Should we go there at this point?
Sure. Well, a knee brace, what you were saying, duct tape to me is not your first line. It's not perfect, like you said. It's a MacGyver thing, if you've
right,
got it.
Right.
And I think that you're right about thinking outside the box. I really hope I get that across in the book. And let me say that I have illustrations in the book. I think it's kind of a fun read, but it has important, I think it has important implications in it. On the knee brace. On your knee brace, what you want to do mostly, most of the time, is you want to keep it from moving side to side. And a lot of times you want to, not always, but sometimes you want to keep it from bending. Well, you can do that, again, like I said, with the ankle brace. You can make little strips and make it, maybe 10 or 20 strips, and go across each side, and then tape those strips above and below the knee. Or you could, if you wanted to, you could get some cloth or a shirt or whatever you have that you could, and wrap it around your knee and then tape it there. Anything that's going to give you a little bit of extra support on the knee. Knee braces, just like ankle braces, they're not casts. They're not going to protect you 100%, but they're supposed to give you some support. If you don't have if you wanted to, you could use some sticks. Again, we're talking about improvising here. You could use some sticks.
Yes.
You could put one on both sides if you really want to get a little bit more firm. Tape those on there, and you've got a stiff knee, which in this situation is what you want.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we think about hurting our knee or banging our knee or needing a brace for our ankle or our knee. You know, blood comes to mind sometimes. Now, if we are bleeding, let's say we fall and we really hurt our ankle, and it's bleeding. Are there any concerns that we need to know about with that roll of duct tape that our companion who's with us goes and gets out of the trunk of our car, you know, that's in our toolkit? So, you know, this roll of duct tape is not brand new. You know, we've used it for taping a radiator hose together, you know, 2 weeks ago, and it's been rolling around in the toolkit. Do we need to worry about that?
You worry about it. Again, this is not your first line. You worry about it, but how else are you going to make it sterile out there? I don't know that. Okay, if you had a bad bleed, first off, you would stop the bleeding with pressure. Mm-hmm. Secondly, you would clean it as best you can with clean water. Thirdly, I think that I would put some sort of padding there. Again, this is MacGyver stuff. If you don't have gauze, which would be best. If you have gauze, then that's fantastic. But if you don't, get you a clean cloth of any type and put on there, and then put the duct tape on. Yeah, duct tape, I don't think that duct tape is any more, you worry about infection any more about duct tape than anything else. But you, on the other hand, you're absolutely correct. You do have to worry about infection. At some point, in that case you're talking about, that's going to be a main problem. And of course, if you're talking about the fact that the fracture, that the that you've actually broken it and you have bleeding and you think it's an open fracture, well, that becomes very serious and a very serious problem with infection. Again, no matter duct tape or not. Yes, duct tape will probably will increase your risk of infection as opposed to being in some sort of sterile environment or having sterile stuff around. Most tape, though, that we use, and even in medical situations, it's not sterile. We put sterile or clean bandages on it and then tape it. But the tape itself, a lot of times, you know, we get it out of the drawer and it's not sterile tape.
Mm-hmm. Class, Dr. Hubbard is a medical doctor. So we're not getting advice from someone who's read about this. We're getting advice right here, right now from a medical doctor. Dr. Hubbard, as you mentioned this, I was thinking about something that is a little outside of today's scope, but maybe we should bring this in. That's super glue. I know a young man who fell down and cut his head, ended up at the emergency room, and they got the tube of super glue and applied it, and he was all set. Super glue. Can we talk about that when we come back? Outside the box. We're thinking outside the box today. And then we're going to talk about knee braces and duct tape. Dr. James Hubbard, medical doctor. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The most important thing you should have next to water and food is a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. With the harsh, bitterly cold winter that's predicted this year, it's more important than ever to have spare fuel on hand. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. It's also perfect for chainsaws, tractors, and other small gas engines. Use spare fuel alone, or mix it with any amount of regular gasoline to extend the supply of gas you do have on hand. Spare fuel is absolutely essential for unforeseen emergencies. Store spare fuel in your vehicle's trunk or cargo bay and use it in case you run out of gas on the highway. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is also safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many, many years. For a special bulk pricing, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com now.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Boy, time's going very, very quickly today with Dr. James Hubbard. We're talking about his book, Duct Tape 911, the many amazing medical things you can do to duct tape yourself together. And we had a slight diversion about super glue. You know, we're thinking outside the box, and I mentioned that I know someone who fell and hit his head and ended up in the emergency room, and the medical team there applied super glue. Dr. Hubbard, what are your thoughts on that?
Super glue is great. Now, it's one of those things like we were talking about on orthopedics. There, you know, you look at it, you say, okay, your super glue at home, using the same super glue. Well, there are a few differences. Okay, first off, as I can understand it, the super glue that typically you get can be irritating to the skin. And by the way, duct tape can too. It's good to test it before. The super glue at the medical office, number one, is sterile. Two, is not as irritating to the skin. But as far as I can tell, other than that, it's pretty well the same thing as what you have. However, one thing, it's probably 10 or 20 times more expensive, even, you know, for the doctor. Gosh, that stuff costs a lot of money as a medical supply. But super glue is great. Now, the thing about super glue is our glue that you get at the medical office. We've glued for quite a while small wounds, like on the head and things, on the forehead, you've got a lot of blood supply there. It heals well, and there's not much tension there. So it does pretty well there. But if, you know, if on something like on your elbow or your wrist or something like that, this, or either a big gaping wound, it just doesn't do, it doesn't stick as well, on that, because, and with the elbow or wrist, there's that tension, there's that movement, and it's probably not gonna stay. So one of the things one of the reasons I got into thinking about duct tape was the other thing we use a lot of is these Steri-Strips, these little sterile strips that, again, we put on wounds without very much tension on them, like on the forehead and things. They don't leave the little tiny little railroad track scars that you can have in with sutures. They're, like I said, they're not as strong, but still, that's why how I've got into the duct tape thing. What I propose in a situation where, you know, you're out and you really are gonna, you're not going to be seeing medical help soon, put you a little super glue on there and then some little strips of duct tape on there to close it, and you've got twice as much. Of course, you've got a little bit more risk of irritation. But the key to wounds is, number one, you stop the bleeding. If you haven't stopped the bleeding, the glue, super glue and the tape are, well, you need to stop it for other reasons, but the super glue and tape are not going to stick. Secondly, you need to clean it well. Don't, if you cannot make sure you have a wound clean, keep it open, because all you're doing is putting that wound back together and letting bacteria just run wild in there in a safe environment for them, warm, moist, and no way to get to it. And that's not good. So you don't always close wounds. In fact, I would say that's one of the least important things you do. But when you get, and the reason you do that is because cosmetics, and also, yeah, it heals and over at some point and keeps you from getting infected. But if there's already infection in there, you're doing yourself more harm than good. So you stop the bleeding, you clean the wound, and then you can use super glue again, or you can use duct tape, or you can use both. The way I use duct tape on it is the same way I would do a Steri-Strip. Is make a little tear a little strip of duct tape about maybe 3 inches long, about a fourth of an inch wide. After you've cleaned it and everything, you pinch the wound together, you start at one end, and you just duct tape it across, closing it. And I started thinking about that when I was thinking, okay, well, you know, people want to know about suturing and stapling and things. Well, what if you can't get to that? What if that's not available? And so, again, we're MacGyvering here. But it's something also, we just use a little fancier stuff, and sterile certainly, but medical doctors do it all the time.
Dr. Hubbard, when we come back, got a couple quick questions about some of these materials that we would be using. And what about the maybe them being picked up by our bloodstream and carried throughout the body? Is that a concern? I'm talking about super glue and the adhesive in duct tape. Just a question, and maybe you can allay our fears.
We'll September
right
is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House chicken stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Just as an update, class, Steve Engel is he's the historian for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, and he's been to the farm. He spent time with us, and we've gone to events together, and so I certainly know him. He was arrested on Monday, aggravated assault of two police officers, assault with a deadly weapon. He's still in jail. I just got off the phone with Sam Bushman during the break, and Sam has received the bond bail bondsman payment from Steve's son, and he's going to wire it, if necessary, to the bail bondsman to get Steve Angle out of jail tonight. That is up to the minute. Dr. James Hubbard, what's happening to us at USA Prepares is we are being tested. We're being tested by people who seem to arrest us. And one of us, I don't think you know him, his name is Aaron Brummett. He's a street preacher. He's been handcuffed three times, twice in Springfield, once in St. Louis, for preaching on the street and without a permit.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, so he was facing a year in jail for doing that. Another well, let me tell you who you're hanging out with. You might not appreciate this. Another one of us was arrested for murder and rape. Now, this guy Jeffrey Deskovic, this famous guy, when he was in high school, someone raped and murdered one of his classmates. And he was profiled by, or they brought a profiler in from the big city, New York City, to this rural New York town. And they said, well, someone who's kind of withdrawn and really upset. The police focused on him. They arrested him. He went to jail, maximum security prison for about 15 years. And Jeffrey Deskovic was exonerated because by DNA evidence. He did not do it. They did get the confessed rapist and killer. He isn't behind bars right now. So, you know, another one of us was arrested and imprisoned, maximum security, 15 years, for a crime he did not commit. Another one of us has a preppers meeting, kind of like I do, in Philadelphia, and he was hauled in for an overdue traffic violation. From 13 years prior, he was brought in from Philadelphia to New Jersey. He went to court. The case was thrown out. He goes back to his car. The police are out there waiting for him. And they said, do you mind if we search your car? And he said, of course not, as long as you have a search warrant. And they didn't have one. They said, no problem. It takes too long to get a search warrant. We'll just call the dogs. They called the dogs. The dogs responded. And they arrested him for having bomb-making materials in his trunk. Now, what were they? They were three road flares, three canisters of pepper spray, and a collapsible baton in his trunk. He's facing 20 to 30 years in prison. It's absolutely amazing. Shane Harger just got out of jail. He's a constitutional sheriff's and peace officers member. He signed on to the constitutional sheriff's and peace officers a document declaring that he would support and defend and uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. Comes back from the meeting where I was, and he was fired from his police chief job. His police department was disbanded. He was arrested and just got out of jail, and his case is coming up. It's unbelievable, and this is manufactured evidence. And so on Monday, someone calls 911, or there's an alleged 911 call. Steve Angle in Hayes, Kansas was sleeping. His son was sleeping. His wife was sleeping. The police come at 12:41 at night. He answers the door with a gun. They have a gun. They throw him down and arrest him for assault. Assault with a deadly weapon. They're at his house. So that's the kind of stuff that's going on. And I just wanted to share with you kind of what's happening with some of our friends. And by the way, I was just on with Dr. Julie Penick, Penick Healthcare. I believe she was speaking when you were at the Get Prepared Expo. Would you say that we're kind of a calm bunch? I mean, did you see any evidence of aggression whatsoever, any hostile behavior at the expo?
No. I think that people who don't prep, at least to a certain degree, I think everybody. I mean, even FEMA says prep some. Yes, I didn't see any aggression, anything to make me think of anything. Really, I didn't meet anybody that would say was anywhere close to being extreme or anything like that. Had extreme thoughts.
Yeah. We, Dr. Hubbard, we have never had any skinheads, any, there's nobody who looks like they're with Hell's Angels. I mean, we're all just middle-of-the-road people who want to be left alone, who want to prepare and take care of our families, provide and protect our families. I mean, we're forward thinkers. We think, okay, now, I mean, here's it. This is it right in a nutshell. Duct tape. Anyone who would have duct tape, is thinking that something might go wrong. And so maybe I ought to have some duct tape.
Yeah.
I mean, why else would you have it, right?
Yeah, I mean, the government may think that everybody should depend on them for everything, you know, but they've proven time and time again that you can't do that. And you know, you can just look at disasters. No one can help you as far as your health goes, at least for a certain amount of time. And you better take care of it. You better know it, and other things the same way. No one can, at certain points, is going to be able to get you any food, or no matter how good you think that they have intentions and things, are there are just points when you need to be prepared.
Mm-hmm. Well, so as we talk more about duct tape and super glue, one of the things that comes to mind is, okay, so I've got a circulatory system and I'm bleeding, and if I put some super glue on that wound, will that super glue, will that plastic, those chemicals, will they get in my bloodstream? Will they cause me ill health later on? Do I need to worry about that? Or would I only do that in such a circumstance that if I don't do it, I'm going to die?
Well, certainly the first thing is, like you said, we're talking about times when there's nothing else available. We're talking about times when you cannot get to the doctor. Then the other thing is, as far as I know, the things like duct tape and super glue, in the small times that you put it on there, and if you're going to, you know, do it only once or so, then I don't know of any type of ill effects. Theoretically, I don't know. Somebody could probably say something about it. But first off, there is one ill effect, and that would be irritation of the skin or a severe allergic reaction. I mean, you could have that. You can have that for, you know, that sort of thing. And certainly if you were allergic to latex and you had a severe life-threatening reaction, yes. But as far as getting into dripping into your bloodstream first, you're bleeding. So it's not like this is going to be sucked up into your bloodstream. You're bleeding out. That's one thing. Second, I guess the thing that could happen is you could absorb some into your skin or into your tissues, and they absorb into the blood vessels. But again, we're talking about extremely small amounts, if any. And we're also talking about outside the skin, you know, on the outside surface mostly. You're not putting it directly into the open wound. You're putting it on the outside, the cover, to close the wound. So I think that those would be very theoretical and secondary, all except for the irritation or the allergic reaction.
Mm-hmm. And maybe another way to look at this is the circulatory system is a pressurized system, whereby it's exerting, for the most part, exerting pressure almost everywhere that we would probably be reaching if we had a typical wound. So blood is coming out of the skin rather than being sucked into the skin. So I guess that's another way of looking at it.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got chapter 12 is really interesting to me. Now, I've heard this before that you could do it, but I've never heard a medical doctor talk about this, and that is warts. And warts are caused by virus, but you can get a wart you can remove a wart with duct tape. Tell us about that. That's fascinating.
Well, there are medical studies that show that, yes, it works. The first medical study showed it worked really, really well, really well, and that's kind of an example of don't believe just one medical study. The other showed that it worked well, just about as well as anything else. Warts are from viruses. The virus caused what we caused is the skin reaction in the wart. Even if you burn it off or cut it off, a doctor burns it off or cuts it off or freezes it off, it still may come back because that virus is still there. It may not, but sometimes it does. Same with the duct tape. It doesn't always work. But what you do is you put a little piece of duct tape over the wart that just covers the wart. Keep it on for 3 days, and if a piece comes off, put it back on. take it off in 3 days, soak the area for about 10 minutes in water, take off any dead skin around, like filing it, pumice stone, something like that. You don't want to get into the you know, the blood part of it, and so that you could get infected, but take off any dead skin. Put the tape back on for 3 more days and repeat that. And a lot of people say that have told me that about 2 weeks, a lot of times the wart's gone. Now, it can, I would say that after about 6 weeks, if it's still there, you pretty well give up that it's not going to work. But like I said, it's not near 100%, but it works about as well as the other things. My theory behind it, which has, I don't know that it's anything but other than an educated guess, is that the tape irritates the skin and irritates the wart. The antibodies say, there's something's irritating here. We better take care of it. They start see the virus. They make antibodies against it, and they kill the virus, and the wart goes away. It makes sense to me. I don't know if it's true or not, but the thing we do know is that duct tape works for warts.
And how about for moles, Dr. Hubbard? Would you consider using a small patch of duct tape on a mole?
No, it's a totally different thing. It's not caused by a virus. It probably would irritate the mole. I would not do it for a mole. No, it irritated as possible. It'd make it worse or infected, and I doubt if it'd make it come off.
Okay. Next, when we come back, Chapter 16, pinhole glasses. What happens if you don't have your glasses and you can make them with duct tape? We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival, and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it,
It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Dr. James Hubbard's with us, and Dr. James Hubbard has been a family doctor for over 30 years. He's written a really fabulous book. It's called Duct Tape 911. It's available at his website. And thesurvivaldoctor.com. And Dr. Hubbard, as I was reading through this book, which I think is fabulous, I think it's a... You know, I don't recommend many things to buy for others for Christmas presents. But as Christmas comes up, I'm thinking that this would be a wonderful present for, and I'm thinking especially, elementary school students and high school students. Because this actually could benefit them. It's an easy read. It's a fun read. Class, I believe that you could get the gist of what Dr. Hubbard is saying in 15 minutes. In this book, and there's some really cool chapters about, it's about what do you do with duct tape in emergency situations. It's illustrated. There's lots of space where you can write notes. It's about 100 pages. Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Hubbard. What does this cost?
Oh, you got me there. I forget now.
It's very inexpensive. It's very, very inexpensive. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I agree about the present. I think it makes a great present, and I've had a lot of people that have actually bought it for, you know, Father's Day, and then mm-hmm. Mother's Day. What about Mother's Day and birthdays, you know, et cetera?
Right.
So, great. Christmas is coming up.
Right, and here's what I would recommend that you do with this. I recommend that you buy it and read it. Not just buy it and say, okay, in case I have an emergency, I've got this book. No. You buy it and you read it. And then you commit this to memory, and then you keep it in a place where you keep your medical emergency material so that if you do have an emergency, you know what's in the book, and you know what you've read, and if you need a refresher, you can then read it very quickly. Chapter 16, pinhole glasses. Now, I've heard of this, and I just tried it, okay? I just decided I would make some pinhole glasses. Can you tell us about it? And by the way, they absolutely work. No question about it. They work. I tried it. It works. Dr. Hubbard, please tell us what you mean by pinhole glasses.
Doctors have known for a long time that if you use a pinhole for glasses, eye doctors use it all the time in the office. You put a little pinhole in there. If you're nearsighted, you look through the pinhole, it focuses the light in one area of your retina, and so it's not scattered out, and you can see better. I'm about, without my glasses, I'm pretty well disabled. So if I get out somewhere and I were to lose them, not have a spare, I'd be in big trouble. I couldn't tell a snake from a stick. So these pinhole glasses, I mean, they're not great. They will take the place of your glasses, but in a bind, they can work. Now, they do not, pinhole glasses do not correct your vision permanently. Some people tout that was disproven many years ago. And for a bind, I mean, you can try. It's the same as squinting, or you can make one pinhole and if take off your glasses or your contacts, look through it, and you'll see that you can see a whole lot better. So my suggestion is to just make multiple pinholes. Check one, see what size you like, then make multiple ones in some duct tape or some whatever you have around there that is opaque and that you can make a good pinhole in. But again, duct tape is one of the things you might have around. Put a bunch of these pinholes in there so you can see various places, because one pinhole is certainly going to keep your range of vision off a lot, and several will help a little bit. And you can either, tape two pieces of duct tape together, do the pinholes, put them in some broken frames, or just make your own little frame. Make your lens, again, with the pinhole glasses. Make it a little strap, tape it sticky side to the other. Make a little strap that goes around your head. And you have to use some make-do glasses for, in emergency situations. I mean, I've had a lot of people tell me that they've tried this, and it works well. I've had a couple of people tell me, well, I'm at the I forgot my glasses and I was at the grocery store and I couldn't see anything, so I tried it and it worked,
Yeah, and class, if you do this now, that doesn't mean put the duct tape sticky side toward your eyes. No. You put two pieces of duct tape to sticky side.
Yes.
Yeah, and just put some holes the size of pins in the duct tape and look through it, and it works. Dr. Hubbard, thanks so much for being with us. Duct tape 911. Dr. James Hubbard, thesurvivaldoctor.com. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor, and if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to infidelbodyarmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.